Unit 3, page 63, part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Crows are everywhere. Good morning, listeners. You are listening to the program Nature and Beyond. Lately, we have heard about people who were attacked by crows. It seems that such attacks have become quite common. Our guest today is Dr. Edward Fisher, an expert on crows, who will answer some of the questions you have sent us. Good morning, Dr. Fisher.
Good morning.
First of all, Dr. Fisher, what made you interested in crows? They are not particularly attractive, and they seem to frighten a lot of people.
Crows are extremely smart creatures, with a relatively large brain, and the ability to learn and remember. They also have a fascinating social network and family structure that has made it very interesting for me to follow them. Did you know that crows, who live for about 19 years, are loyal to the same partner through their whole lives? Interesting, isn't it? It is also quite easy to observe them since they live among people. And why is that? It is us humans who are responsible for their presence in populated places. Crows eat just about anything and are attracted by human garbage. Open garbage cans, dump sites, garbage people leave behind after picnics, and so on, provide lots of food for crows. This is why their number has increased so much and they can be found everywhere. Interestingly enough, crows are not satisfied only with the food people leave for them. They also steal food from their friends. Crows have the habit of hiding the food they don't eat. Other crows often watch a crow when it hides the food, and when it leaves, they quickly snatch it. So, if they have enough food, why are they so aggressive? Crows are fierce birds, but they never attack without a reason. They attack when they feel threatened, mostly during the nesting season, which in Israel lasts from January to the end of June. Young birds help their parents raise the ones that have just hatched out of the eggs, which is quite special. Crows guard their nests carefully. They defend their territory, so if a person gets too close to the nest, or if a person makes an aggressive move towards a crow, they will attack. But why do they attack the same person again and again? As I said, crows are extremely intelligent birds, and they can recognize individuals. They also have a long memory, and if a person angers them, they hold a grudge and attack whenever they see this person. And it doesn't stop there. Crows live in large flocks. When one crow gets angry, the others in the flock watch what's going on and recognize the threatening person as well. This spreads through the network of crows very rapidly, and the person is marked as a target. So what can such a person do? Stay away. Avoid the birds. Find a different route. And remember, if you are under crow attack, call the Israel Nature and Parks Authority. They will be able to help you. The crow is not a protected bird in Israel. So if worst comes to worst, an authority supervisor will get rid of the aggressive crows.
Thank you for being here and answering our questions about crows, Dr. Fisher. Perhaps we will find a way to coexist peacefully. And to you listeners, goodbye until our next program.